Hello and welcome to the recording of Sitting Bourne Baptist Church for children in Ignite for Sunday the 15th of August. Don't know where I am. Okay, hope you guys are enjoying your holiday and things are going well. So today we are looking at trying to guess the country that I'm thinking about. Yeah, this one should be okay. It shouldn't be too bad. The capital of this country and the name of the country, they're both made of four letters of the alphabet. And the funny thing is that they are all different letters of the alphabet, which is, I think, really cool. So you've got eight different letters altogether for the country and the capital. For 5 points, this country is the third largest country in South America after Brazil and Argentina. Do you know which country it is? For 4 points, the money in this country is called sol, which is S-O-L. For 3 points, potatoes originally came from this country. For 2 points, it has the deepest canyon in the world. And for 1 point, its capital is Lima. Did you guess? Did you guess that I was talking about Peru? Right, this country has quite some interesting facts about it as well. It's also got the highest sand dune in the world. And it is known as the land of the Incas, which was a very old and interesting tribe. And Lake Titicaca is the largest lake in the world. And it's also home to the largest flying bird, which is called a giant alien condor, which has its wingspan from tip to tip is 10 feet, which is a lot. So quite a few interesting facts there. Okay, so today we are looking at another miracle that Jesus did. And this miracle is Jesus healing a deaf and mute man. And we find it in the book of Mark, which I'm just opening to now. Mark chapter 7, verse 31. There we go, Mark chapter 7 from verse 31. And the Bible says, "And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, Jesus came into the sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they brought to him one who was deaf and also could not speak. And they asked him to put his hands upon him. Jesus took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, 'Ephphatha,' that is, 'be opened.' And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he could speak plainly. And Jesus charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, the more of a great deal they made, and because they were so astonished, saying, 'He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak.'" So everybody really, really amazed by Jesus and the things that he had done. And we should be too. We should be amazed at the great things that Jesus does and has done in our lives. Okay, so some of the lessons that we are going to be talking about. You know, Jesus was always moving about. He was moving from place to place to get access to as many people as he could. He wanted to travel to different places. I don't know whether you are well traveled, whether you enjoy moving around. You don't get the chance to set your roots or make many friends, but Jesus traveled a lot and he took his friends with him. But it also meant that he didn't have a house. He didn't get a chance to sort of settle down into any place. But yeah, he traveled a lot to get access to people because they didn't have phones. They didn't even write letters to each other, really. You know, I mean, they did, but it wasn't like personal letters. And yeah, so he traveled a lot to try and tell as many people or to get as much access to as many people as he could. And when we look at that, Jesus was always moving forward. He was always moving from place to place. And we need to do that in life. And we shouldn't let things limit us or stop us, but we should move forward all the time and we should try to improve ourselves. And people believed that Jesus could do great things because word got out. People would find out and they followed him and they asked him to do great things. And Jesus didn't really want to be famous. He didn't think it was a good idea for lots of people to know about him and to know about him at a certain time. He wanted to keep his cards close to his chest. So sometimes when he did some of these miracles, then, you know, he would say, don't tell anyone. But when we come to this man that they brought to him, they asked Jesus to lay his hands on him. Maybe that was because that's what they had seen Jesus do before, or that's what they thought, oh yeah, that will be very easy. That's the normal thing to do. Even the priests used to lay their hands on people for them to receive their healing. So that was the common thing to do. But Jesus had other ideas. Because even though people believed that that simple act would change everything and would heal this man, Jesus didn't want to do it like that. He was not a show-off, but so he took the man aside, away from the crowd. And sometimes we are challenged. Sometimes when we do something and we do it well, we do get a bit big-headed about things and we sort of feel very proud or happy with ourselves and we want other people to know about it. But Jesus wasn't like that. He didn't really want people to know about things until he was ready. So he kept telling the disciples, don't tell anyone about this or keep this quiet. And I think as people, we find that difficult to do, that if we know something or we are good at something, we want everyone to know about it. Sometimes we want to shout it from the rooftops and blow our own trumpet. But Jesus was inventive. He might have healed someone by laying his hands on them before. And that was what the crowd was suggesting, which was very plain and simple. But he was quite diverse and disgusting in a way, because he healed this man by sticking his fingers into his ears. I don't know how clean those ears were, but also he spat and touched his tongue. Now, we might just sort of think, oh gosh, you know, well, I would have to be very, very desperate to let somebody do that. But this man was desperate. He couldn't speak and he couldn't hear. And without those two senses, it would have been very, very difficult for him to do work or to be productive for his family. And that's what men did at that time. So if he wasn't able to do that, it would affect a lot of his life. It would affect his social life. He wouldn't be able to go out all the time because he wasn't bringing money into the house. And he might not have a lot of friends because he couldn't communicate easily with them. It just would have been really, really difficult for him. So imagine if you have an uncle or a father who can't talk and who can't hear. Think about the everyday life for this guy. It would be really, really difficult. And there are some times when we don't speak up. So even though we can speak, there are times when we don't speak up, and a couple of times that are wrong to do that. If somebody is putting us down or making us feel bad, we need to speak up and let them know that they can't do that, that they shouldn't talk to us like that, or that they shouldn't make us feel bad or horrible about ourselves. Or if someone is trying to tell us to do something that is wrong, we need to speak up and to get the message across. We need to speak clearly and firmly so that people know that even though we can be quiet and put up with a lot of things, we will not sort of like put up with that. So you need to stand up for injustice, either in your life or in other people's lives. But some people do struggle with speaking. In the Bible, we know that Moses said that he struggled with speaking, and God sent his brother Aaron, who was better at talking. But then as the book of Genesis and then into Exodus comes along, we find that Moses relies less and less on Aaron, and then he's speaking to God quite a lot and then telling the people what God has said. But you know, sometimes people might stammer, or they might have a stutter, or they get their words twisted up. People with dyslexia might even suffer from this, where they cannot think of certain words. And we have to work hard. You know, some people have to work really, really hard to be understood when they speak. So try and speak clearly. And try and speak slowly so that your message is understood. So Jesus didn't want any fanfare. He didn't want anyone to be told about this, and he didn't want any fuss made. But sometimes life is just too exciting, too interesting not to talk about it. So I would like you to think about what things you can't stop talking about. What things get you going to the extent that you want to talk and talk and talk about these things? Do those things glorify God? Do they make him happy? Because Jesus Christ is exciting. He is an exciting part of our lives, and he is part of our lives that we should be willing to go and to make known, for people to tell him, for us to tell people what Jesus has done for us and how amazing and great he is, and what peace he can give people even in the midst of a pandemic. So do think about that, about what amazing things Jesus has done for you and who you would like to tell. Because unlike this man, we are not deaf and we are not mute. So we can tell other people about Jesus, and it'll make a difference in their lives too. Right, so stay blessed, and I will speak to you again soon. Bye.